Chapter 2. Heather. I have to go now, Robbie, Mrs. Sumner said.
Don't worry, you'll be all right.
Yes, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me, said Robbie.
Good luck with the new house.
I'll see you in a week, said Mrs. Sumner.
Bye.
His mum left, and Robbie went to sit on the grass under a tree and opened his book, 101 True Ghost Stories. Suddenly, a football hit Robbie's head.
Ouch!
He said, surprised. Robbie looked up and he saw a girl running towards him to get the ball. She was pretty and she had long red hair.
Sorry! She shouted.
She came nearer and Robbie could see her eyes. They were blue and very beautiful.
I'm very sorry, the girl said again.
That's okay, said Robbie.
I'm Heather, said the girl. I'm from Edinburgh.
Who are you?
I'm Robbie,
and I'm from York, said Robbie.
It's nice to meet you, Heather.
Do you want to play football with us? Asked Heather.
No, it's okay. I'm happy here with my book, said Robbie.
I'm not a great footballer.
But you're very good looking, thought Heather.
I'll see you later, Robbie, she said.
Then she turned and kicked the ball back to the other players. Robbie watched her running after it. That evening, before dinner, there was a camp meeting. Wendy, an animated woman with short blonde hair, was responsible for the camp and the six camp leaders. She introduced herself and the camp leaders, and then she put on a DVD of all the different activities. Wendy gave them all a piece of paper.
Choose your favourite activities, she said. Then tomorrow morning, we'll put a list in the entrance hall. You will see all the activities you're doing on each day. Any questions?
Nobody had any questions.
Okay,
now it's time for dinner, said Wendy.
Follow me to the dining room. There's salad and fruit for dinner.
You'll get fit and healthy this holiday.
I'm very hungry, Robbie thought. Why do we have to go on a diet?
I wasn't serious, said Wendy. There's fish and chips for dinner tonight and ice cream for dessert.
Phew, thought Robbie. I was ready to go home. Everybody followed Wendy to the dining room. It was an enormous room with a high ceiling and stone floor. There were long wooden tables with benches to sit on. In one corner of the room, there was a suit of armour. Robbie could imagine a medieval knight guarding the dining room. Robbie got his food and sat down to eat. Heather came and sat opposite him.
Hi again, said Heather.
Which activities are you going to choose?
It's difficult to choose. I want to do all of them.
It's not difficult for me, said Robbie. I really want to go to Hadrian's Wall and Alnwick Castle.
I'm also going to Hadrian's Wall, said Heather.
Don't you want to see Alnwick Castle too? They filmed some of the Harry Potter scenes there, you know.
It's Hogwarts, said Robbie. You must see it.
Well, it sounds nice, but there are so many great activities. I want to do rafting, climbing, and canoeing. I'm also doing aerobics.
You're going to be very busy then, said Robbie. Canoeing looked fun on the DVD.
Yes, my sister did it last year, and she loved it, said Heather.
What do you think of this place? Asked Robbie.
It's great, like something in a film, said Heather.
What's happening after dinner, Robbie?
We could watch a film in the TV room, said Robbie.
Or we could explore the castle.
Oh, let's explore the castle, said Heather. We can watch a DVD anytime, but we're only in this castle for a week.
Okay, said Robbie. Maybe we'll find the ghost of Featherstone Castle. Some people say there's a ghost here, you know.
Sorry, Robbie, but I don't believe in ghosts, said Heather. But if you want to try and find one, I'll be happy to come with you.